MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 3, 2025. A challenger has entered the Beverly mayoral race. Gloucester residents are urged to dial 911. Mix of clouds and sun, windy, high 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:25 p.m. Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News. Beverly City Councilor Brendan Sweeney announced on Thursday that he is running for mayor, kicking off the new year with an early challenge to longtime Mayor Mike Cahill. 30-year-old Sweeney has been a councilor at large since 2022 and works as the assistant town administrator and finance director for the town of Boxford. His challenge to Cahill comes as the mayoral term is set to increase from 2 years to 4 years starting in January 2026. The election will be held this November. Cahill, who was first elected mayor in 2013, confirmed on Thursday that he is planning to run for re-election and will make an official announcement soon. In the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman reports that Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith wants residents to dial 911 in the event of an emergency and no longer use direct phone lines to reach the fire department. Everyone must dial 911 in the event of an emergency. For many years, the Gloucester Fire Department could be reached using a direct phone line, but the phone line stopped operating correctly last month. Anyone reporting an emergency situation or fire must now call 911. Gloucester businesses and city residents with a monitored fire alarm system or a monitored medical alert system are asked to check with their alarm monitoring company to determine what number it uses to report emergencies in the city. More news after this break.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're out weekly right here on msonewsports.com. Coming up in this week's show, the first of 2025, can you believe it? First of 52 shows, probably, right? We got Jason Marshall, coach of PBD Saugus Swampscott Hockey. We've got Joe Lowe, coach of Saugus Girls Basketball. And we got Casey Grimes, Central Catholic Girls Basketball champion in the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. They won the girls and overwon the boys. And we break it down, including all the Merrimack Valley and North Shore highlights. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Gloucester Times is reporting that on the windy Thursday morning yesterday, a tree fell on a telephone pole in the area of 235 Granite Street near Haven Avenue and knocked out power for about an hour to 2,600 customers in Rockport and Gloucester, including two Gloucester elementary schools. Similar reports on the outage were posted by Rockport Police on Facebook just after 11 a.m. on National Grid's outage map and in a message from the principal from Gloucester's Beeman Elementary School. Power was restored just before noontime. On itemlive.com, Grace Calandrella writes, Marblehead stands to miss out on nearly $500,000 in state grants because it did not meet the December 31 deadline set by the MBTA Communities Law for adjacent cities or towns to submit their zoning ordinances. The town of Marblehead won a grant worth $465,000, but it was all contingent on complying with the MBTA zoning law. The MBTA Communities Law was adopted in January 21, which requires 177 cities and towns to create at least one district of multifamily housing and, if possible, be within half mile of public transportation, that is, bus station, subway station, or ferry station. According to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, compliance with this law is mandatory. And Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport Daily News, months before a planned ribbon-cutting ceremony at the refurbished Pioneer Park in Newburyport, motorists are already taking advantage of new off-street parking there. The ribbon-cutting ceremony for the park's new universally accessible playground is expected to be held in the spring. The Pioneer League plays baseball at Pioneer Park, part of Lower Atkinson Common, which had featured angled parking where people used to pull in and out of heavily traveled Merrimack Street sideways, all while children were playing. Last fall, the city brought in asphalt and paving contractors, Chelmsford-based Allied Corp., as well as TW Excavating Corporation of Newbury, to improve pedestrian and motorist safety by building a new parking lot that eliminated the angled parking. In sports, former Bishop Fenwick football player and Salem resident Jake Connolly has been named a D3 All-American first-team safety. Connolly is in his senior year at Ithaca College and is one of the team's co-captains. The Daily News and News Report has named Ryan Gasbarrow as their boys' soccer most valuable player. Gasbarrow is a junior at Newburyport High School, and this past year he earned additional honors from the Cape Ann League as well as regional recognition. Last night in boys' high school basketball, Lynn Classical beat Everett 67-58, and Lynn English took down Malden 82-33. Tonight in local sports is a full schedule of boys' and girls' high school basketball. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Timberwolves last night 118-115. They will return to action tonight in Houston against the Rockets. The Bruins lost to the Rangers last night in New York 2-1, and they continue their road trip tomorrow night in Toronto. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.